this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. We are excited to have scheduled L.A. Marzulli, our good friend, filmmaker, researcher, expert on Bible prophecy. A lot to get into with him tonight, including his new movie, which is a sequel to his original movie on Fatima. It's called Fatima 2. Now, as I mentioned in the first hour, our broadcast headquarters is in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they are in the middle of a tremendous, historic snowstorm. And so my producer told me just a few seconds ago that they are having some technical difficulties and they are working hard to get L.A. Marzulli on the line with us. However, before he joins us, I thought I would sort of set this all up for you, this whole Fatima story, because I know, especially Catholics, most Catholics are familiar with the story of Fatima, although not all are. What's interesting, however, is that even those that are familiar with the story have sort of accepted the story at face value. And once you do even just a little bit of digging into this story, you find that as people understand it today, what happened back in 1917 in Portugal, that what we understand today or the largely understood, it's almost like a legend, because what really happened back in 1917, there are discrepancies and there are significant differences between what those understandings are today that people have of the Fatima event and what truly happened when you take a look at the historical records. So, of course, our friend L.A. Marzulli, he created the first movie, which was the first Fatima movie, sort of setting this all up, explaining it, going into some of the issues that might lead some to believe that something very, very different happened than the appearance of the Virgin Mary, that in fact, according to the information our friend L.A. Marzulli has dug up, it appeared to be more of an extraterrestrial appearance. But in this movie, which I watched today, he gets into the whole issue of there being a fourth witness. So the original story is that there are three witnesses. They are three shepherd children. And this happened in 1917, so just over 100 years ago. And I believe the date was actually April the 14th, which means we're almost 101 years to the actual day, being that today is April the 15th. But in fact, history now discloses that there was a fourth witness. And this gets very interesting when you start to look into the information that L.A. Marzulli was able to garner from the information left by the fourth witness. Now, I want to say this full and fair disclosure. We are not doing this hour to bash Catholics or the Catholic faith. In fact, the last time we had L.A. Marzulli with us, we had found that among those that were the most interested in this were our Catholic friends and listeners, because those are the very people that are already familiar with the so-called miracle of Fatima. And so we didn't really have to start at square one with that part of our audience that was already familiar with it. But I do find this just so fascinating, how this event, again, 101 years ago, almost to the day, how there is such a difference between what I consider to be almost a legend about what happened compared to what actually the records show, in fact, did happen. And then when you look at Elie Marzulli's second movie, Fatima 2, and you consider the new information that is now brought forward by the fourth witness, it gets very, very interesting. I mean, we're really going down a rabbit hole here. And look, we're just asking a question about what actually did happen in Fatima, Portugal. Of course, my faith, my Christian faith, I'm an evangelical Christian. We don't put Mary up on a pedestal like Catholics do, but we're not going to have that debate tonight. This is really about what did happen there 101 years ago. And as he gets into movie number two, Fatima 2, he's able to use information from this fourth witness to really round out and add to the facts that he was able to uncover in his first movie. And it's just very fascinating when you start taking these descriptions and the additional information that he was able to uncover, and you start sort of putting the overlay on the on this event as possibly an extraterrestrial type of a sighting. In other words, was this something tantamount to a spacecraft, a flying saucer, rather than it being an appearance of the Virgin Mary? These are questions that, and by the way, in the movie itself, there are never before seen pictures that he, I don't know where these pictures came from, perhaps the archives of the library, I guess, that is still there. And by the way, this is not a location where 101 years ago something happened. This is a location where people get together on a regular basis and have these, I mean, literally tens of thousands of people still gather and get together to celebrate this event of what happened in 1917. And I'm just fascinated by it because I really have the same questions that everybody else has. I have heard of Fatima. In fact, I have some good Christian friends from the Chicago area, some people I grew up with in my neighborhood in Chicago, who are Catholics. They are so enamored with this story of Fatima that they actually took a trip to Portugal and actually went to the site and participated in one of these gatherings where, as I said, literally, and you can see this in the first movie, I mean, this is a really big thing where literally tens of thousands of people get together and they have these celebrations celebrating what happened 101 years ago in Fatima. And they wave scarves around. And this is all about the belief that there was an appearance of the Virgin Mary. And again, our friend Elie Marzulli, who comes from this from a perspective of an investigative reporter, of a guy that obviously has a lot of experience with the whole issue of extraterrestrials, the whole issue of Bible prophecy, a filmmaker, a researcher. So he's able to dissect this and really put this together in a way that those that aren't familiar with the whole Fatima story are able to get that basic foundation, and then he kind of takes it to the next step. You can't fault the guy for asking these questions. And man, these movies really do raise some fascinating questions. Well, if it all works out, our good friend Elie Marzulli will be back with us here in 4 minutes. Cross your fingers. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I know my producer is listening in the other room. Apparently, we are not able to reach L.A. Marzulli on either his Skype or the phone number that I was just given during the break. So if producer Joy wants to take further steps to try and get some contact information for us, email that to Mackenzie at the GCN studio. We will try to get the interview in here tonight, but otherwise I will move on to other business. And an article that I wrote in my blog a week and a half ago, we never got a chance to talk about it on the show. It's a very interesting idea. It is called house sitting. And I decided, this is one of those things where I started seeing this over and over and over again as I was reading various travel blogs. And here's the proposition. The proposition is that you agree to take care of someone's house while they are out of town. And in exchange, you get to stay at their house for free. And sometimes it involves taking care of their pets as well. Not always. But let me tell you how big of a deal this is. There are now quite a few websites that are set up that actually match would-be house sitters with people that have a house in need of a house sitter. And just to give you one example from my blog, there's a listing. I kid you not. This is from this article. You can find it over at my blog, blog.christianmoney.com. There is a listing, a beautiful house in the south of France, of all places. They need someone to come for free to stay in their house for a week between June 17th and June the 24th. Stay in their house in the south of France. So when you click on the ad for this listing and you look at it, what a beautiful place. And man, to be able to stay there for free. And apparently they have two cats that have to be taken care of. That's it. Now, I'm not really a cat person, but cats pretty much take care of themselves, but that's it. And you get to stay in this giant mansion. Now, yes, there are background checks and other things that are done to make sure that people have a good personal track record. And also one of the things that you'll find if you get into this whole niche of house sitting is that there's a little bit of money you'll have to spend to be vetted. So the house sitting sites, they do have a number of different fee structures. So the cheapest one here is free, actually. And then the most expensive one is $96. Most of them are like $20, $30, $40 per year to have yourself listed. And then what they recommend is that you do a number of house sitting gigs in your own area where you live to build up your reputation within the social networks, so that you can, then have, it works like eBay, right? So when you go on eBay and you're going to buy something, you look at the seller's reputation. The same thing here. You as a house sitter build a reputation and get reviewed based on how you've done watching other people's homes. And some of these assignments are really, really interesting. I saw one in here, for example, where somebody had a home in Rhode Island on the ocean, and they needed somebody to watch their house for an entire month. So some of these are not just watch my house for a week. Some of these are watch my house for a month or even 2 months. And as I have been spending a lot of time lately looking at the travel blogs that are out there, this is one of the big things that is going on. Obviously, people are getting into Airbnb, where you're able to stay in people's homes as opposed to a hotel and save money. And some people, frankly, they like the idea of staying in a home rather than a hotel because you get more of a flavor of what's going on in that local area. So you're able to kind of stay outside of town. You're not staying in a big hotel. You get to sort of see the back roads, see how the people live, especially if you're visiting another country. It's a whole different experience to stay in a home rather than to stay in a hotel. So it's Airbnb is not just about saving money, although that is one of the draws, but also being able to have that experience of staying in a home and also the opportunity to get to meet people. Because for a lot of people, it's just as much about getting to make new friends and new contacts in a place that they are visiting. This isn't for everybody. But we did a big article on it. It was 2 weeks ago. You'll find the article at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. The article is titled Vacation for Free with Top 10 House Sitting Sites. Vacation for Free with Top 10 House Sitting Sites. You'll find a list of the top 10 sites with links with the prices it costs to join these. You'll also find in my article some great videos of people who are doing this house sitting thing. Now, I have never done this, so I can't tell you from firsthand experience that this is a good thing. But I'll tell you, the articles I've read, these videos I've watched are really compelling. And I think of myself of people who are retired, people who might be, for example, teachers, where you get a couple of months off in the summer, people that have portable incomes, like maybe you're a blogger or you make your income from the internet, or you are an employee, but you can work from your own location. I mean, imagine the experiences that you can have by being a house sitter. And I love these opportunities to be a house sitter overseas. Can you imagine staying in a house in Tuscany in Italy for a month or 2 months? And these are opportunities that are there. Most of these sites that you'll find in my article, you can, without joining, get far enough into the site that you can look around and see what some of the available gigs are to decide if this is for you or not. But I'll tell you, if you get good at buying airfare, which I've gotten really good at that, and in fact, my upcoming trip to Ecuador, I got round-trip airfare. My wife and I are flying for about $400 each round-trip. We'll be flying out of South Florida to Ecuador. And if you get good at finding airfare bargains, which we've got other articles on that on the blog, if you can get cheap airfare, and you can then use this strategy of being a house sitter, I mean, the world is your oyster. I mean, you can go anywhere if you're a house sitter. Some incredible deals are out there. And to be able to, you know, to stay in a house for free, take care of a couple of cats, and you're hanging out in the south of France in a big giant mansion for a week, how cool would that be? These opportunities are available all throughout the United States as well, including all throughout Europe and also Australia, places like New Zealand. Home sitting is now a thing, and it is now worldwide. And super exciting idea. We got a lot of good response from this article when it was first published up on the blog a couple of weeks ago. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, who knows what's next? Maybe we'll reach our friend Ellie Marzulli and we'll go in that direction. If not, a lot more to talk about. Stay tuned. This is Jim Paris Live.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
And I guess we are going to reschedule with our good friend L.A. Marzulli. These things happen when you do live radio, right? But those of us who have a big mouth and can't shut up never have a problem stepping up to the mic and filling an hour when you were expecting a guest. And a lot to talk about. I enjoy sharing with you what's going on in my life and things that we're doing. And so we'll continue on with our discussion here, just like two friends who need to catch up on what's going on in our individual lives here, although I'm not taking calls, so it'll be a one-sided catching up, if that's fair enough. So, as I talked about last week, I have a trip planned to Ecuador, and we're going to be leaving for Ecuador at the end of June. We're going there for 10 days, and so the idea behind this trip is we've had the folks on the show from International Living Magazine, which, by the way, you can get to their website, internationalliving.com. They do such a great job of explaining to people and sharing information about how you can live overseas for just a fraction of what it costs to live here in the United States. So one of the things that I did this past week, I've been going on YouTube, which, by the way, I love having the Chromecast device, which I have it on all of my TVs in the house. I love this because what I can do is I can go on my phone to YouTube and find a video that I like, and then I press the Chromecast button on the video, and I put that up on my TV. If you haven't done that, you are really missing out. I mean, you can have a tremendous night of fun and entertainment with your family by doing this, because there's so much free content on YouTube. So in any case, I digress. So doing a lot of research, a lot of reading, starting to learn a little bit of Spanish, getting ready for this trip. And so I ran across this YouTube channel. The guy, you can find him on YouTube if you type in Hobo Traveler. Hobo Traveler. And his name is Andy Lee Graham. And it says here, 107 countries, 19 years abroad. So the one particular video that I watched, which I found fascinating, he gets into this debate about Ecuador. So with regards to Ecuador, which he has spent time there, so he's speaking about this on a firsthand basis, there is a couple of different factions of people you will run into on YouTube when it comes to the idea of an American relocating to Ecuador. So you have one faction that says, this is all hype. You can't really live here for as cheaply as people say. And by the way, as cheaply as people say is like $1,000 a month, even $1,200 a month, somewhere in that range. Some people say they can live on even less than that. That's a whole month, including housing and food and medicine and medical care, everything for like $1,000 a month, $1,200 a month, which I find just ridiculously interesting. I mean, how many people here in America are just struggling to get by, especially in retirement on a Social Security check if they don't have a good pension? So in any case, here's the interesting point that he makes on this one video. And so many great videos that he does, nothing fancy, no high production quality. He just sets up looks like he sets up an iPad and just presses, you know, record on it, and that's it. And that's all you get. But it's such good information. And there's so many people like this on YouTube that just they turn on a camera and talk into the camera. So here's what he said, that the average person in Ecuador is living on their earnings, which the typical person earns $10 a day U.S. And by the way, their currency in Ecuador is the U.S. dollar. So on average, a typical worker in Ecuador makes about $10 a day. So he goes on to say that if those people that live there who make $10 a day and typically take off 1 or 2 days a week, if they're able to live on $10 a day, why shouldn't an American that comes over there also be able to live on $10 a day, or no less, you know, $1,000 a month, which is like triple that amount? And he goes into explaining why there's such a debate going on and why there's a confusion. So what happens is many Americans that move to a place like Ecuador, and there's so many places, people moving to Panama, Costa Rica, all parts of Mexico. But here's what he says, and this makes so much sense to me, that what Americans tend to do when they relocate to one of these areas is they stay in what he calls a tourist bubble. You know, that is, you go there on vacation and you get into the hotel that's on the beach that's mainly Americans, and the restaurants all surrounding that hotel is where you eat, and you have your pina coladas and all of that. All of the pricing for everything going on in that tourist bubble are all based on the fact that they know it's mostly Americans, and they know that it's people that have more money to spend. Whereas, as he explains it, when you get a few blocks outside of that tourist bubble, or even a mile or two away from that tourist bubble, that's where the economy kind of goes back to a normal level. And it's so true, so much that I've read, that you can go to these places and you can go to the quote-unquote tourist zones and spend like you're in America, and it doesn't seem like you're saving any money. But these are places like Ecuador where you can go to the produce market, and the produce is so cheap that they warn you to not bring anything larger than a $5 bill, because they literally cannot make change for you. That's how inexpensive the produce is. But they also go on to explain that you have to negotiate. You can't just go into the produce market and just pay what they ask you to pay. You have to negotiate. Now, this is where I probably wouldn't be very good, simply because I'd probably just feel sorry for the people working there and pay the full price. And that's probably, I probably would not get good deals. And I'm going to try this. I'm actually going to do a video when I'm in Ecuador, I'm going to do a video. I'm going to take like $20, probably break it down into, you know, a lot of singles. I'll have some fives in there and go into the local produce market and see how much I can buy for $20. And then I'm going to spread it all out on a table and show people this is what I got for my $20. And then I'll probably just put it all in a big bag and give it to some homeless person. But just make kind of make it as an experiment. But this guy, his channel, it's so interesting. He's got 14,700 subscribers to his channel. His name is Andy Lee Graham. You can find him on YouTube by just doing a search under Hobo Traveler. And it looks like he does a video here. I'm looking at his video list. It looks like he does a video about once a week. And not a very, you know, not very long. His videos are not very long. They're like 5, 6, 7 minutes. Here's one that's 8 minutes long. And this is him just in all of the different places that he has lived all around the world. And I'm just fascinated by people like this. Not that for me, this is what I want to do, like actually live in 107 different countries like this guy's done. But I think for some people, the idea of finding an alternative, whether it's moving from like New York City to rural Georgia and taking advantage of the lower cost of living, let's say 100 miles south of Atlanta, where there's a lot of cheap housing. Or people that might move to a place like Ecuador where you can get access to low-cost housing, low-cost medical care, low-cost food and entertainment. The bottom line is in your finances, the more choices that you create for yourself, the more options that you have, the better you're going to have, the better outcome you're going to have. And when you see people like this and say, you know what? You don't have to be a multi-zillionaire to travel the world. You could be like this guy, Andy Lee Graham, hobo traveler, living on the cheap, 107 different countries. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with our last segment. Don't miss it.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and we're going to have some fun in this last segment and talk about my favorite topic, at least these days, cryptocurrency. And as I mentioned in the first hour, I'm right in the final stages. And when you get to this point, I hate to use a comparison because I know women will hate me for saying this, but when you are writing a book and you get into that final, let's say 10% of the book, which is where I'm at, it is like you're about to give birth. And I know the metaphor may be offensive to some people, but if you're a writer out there, you know what I'm talking about. And it's even at night, I'm sleeping, I wake up, oh, this is something I need to change or something I need to add. I even have kept, I bought a little recorder, a little audio recorder that I keep in my car because I'm driving down the road and it's like, oh, there's this I need to add or this I need to change. And then you get to the point where I'm at now where I'm actually reading through and actually doing like the first draft revisions. Still a little bit more to write, but mostly in the revising and tweaking. So I'm going to let the cat out of the bag a little bit here in this last segment and talk about one of the major directions I go in the new book, which will be coming out here maybe in a couple, 3 weeks, called the 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start. So one of the things I get into in the book is, what do you do if you want to discover the next Bitcoin? You know, that is, I think most of you that are regular listeners know that if you want to buy Bitcoin, you can do it pretty easily. Go to a website called Coinbase, easiest way to go, coinbase.com, set up an account. If you use my link, which is bitcoinbonus.us, bitcoinbonus.us, they'll give you an extra $10 of Bitcoin when you invest $100 into Bitcoin. So that's easy. Everybody knows how to do that, I think, if you're a regular listener, regular reader. But where do you go to get information or ideas if you want to get into some of these other coins? Because I think once you jump into the deep end of the pool and you buy yourself some Bitcoin, I think the logical next thing for most people is their mind starts racing and they start thinking about, well, what about these other coins? Now, there are a lot of other cryptocurrencies. In fact, I heard someone the other day say that there's actually like 1,500 maybe even a lot more than that, but just sort of 1,500 kind of larger names that are out there, and there could be well beyond that. Now, how do you start even sifting through all of that to maybe find a few others to buy? And remember the story. So if you go back to like 2009 and you had put $100 in Bitcoin, you would have over $200 million today. So it is not an implausible thought that there could be another coin like Bitcoin was in 2009 that's sitting out there today that you can get into for a few pennies, maybe even, you know, a dollar or a couple of dollars. So here's what I do in the book, and I'll give you this now. I suggest that you start your search by going to a website, coinmarketcap.com. coinmarketcap.com. Now, by the way, they also do have an app for your Apple phone or your Android device. You can get an app. It'll take you to the same information. When you get to coinmarketcap.com, to the website, I'm at their desktop website. What they list there is, on the homepage, is the top 100, and you can get further down the list if you want to click next, next, next. You can get to the other pages, but on the homepage, you will have in front of you, if you scroll down, the top 100 cryptocurrencies. And my suggestion in the book is keep your focus on the top 10 to top 20. Now, these are listed here in order by what is called market capitalization. That is, they take the number of coins that exist multiplied by the price per coin. That gives you an idea of the market size of that particular coin. So when we look at who has what market share, it's really interesting. Even if you just go down to say the top, you know, 5 or 10 on the list. So number one, of course, is Bitcoin is number one. But then number two is Ethereum, which a lot of people know about Ethereum. That's number two on the list. Then we get to number three on the list, which is Ripple, XRP. And we start kind of losing name recognition at about the number three spot. So a lot of people, at least those that are my readers, my followers, know that I've been a big advocate, a big promoter, really, because I like it, and I'm disclosed that I own a lot of it, this Ripple XRP. I like it for a lot of reasons, not only because it's number three on the list, but also because you can buy it right now tonight for only 67 cents. And I don't know, psychologically, there is something about when somebody's looking at Bitcoin is $8,100 right now. So in order to buy just one Bitcoin, I have to have $8,100. Now, granted, you could just put $100 in and you'll own a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of a Bitcoin. You can do that. You don't need to buy a whole Bitcoin. However, how much more psychologically fulfilling or interesting is it to buy Ripple that's 67 cents? I mean, for your same $100, you could get, what, 120 or 130 Ripple. And there's a lot of speculation, a lot of talk that Ripple, being the number three, might end up on some of the big platforms and exchanges like Coinbase. But I follow the news closely on Ripple, and every day they're being added to a number of different platforms. And so it's one to look at. But as you go down the list, you then have Bitcoin Cash, which, of course, was created last August when the so-called hard fork was created and the new version or the spinoff of Bitcoin was created called Bitcoin Cash. That's number four. And then number five is Litecoin. And number six, again, is a very interesting one that I also own. I own all of these, I think, in the first 10. I own all of these. But we go to number six. It's EOS. And EOS is another one, a lot of buzz right now. If you're someone that follows the crypto blogs and crypto markets, it is number six, and it's going for $8. still, you know, $8, you can buy for $100, you can get, what, 12 EOS coins. Then number seven is Cardano. Cardano is only 21 cents, which, again, that's another one that looks very tasty, doesn't it? So you can get five of those for $1. So for $100, you could get 500 Cardano. Now, I know this is a little bit of a, you know, some people are saying, yeah, but like with Ripple, they have a potential of 100 trillion coins, whereas Bitcoin will only have a maximum of 21 million coins. So isn't this a little bit of sizzle over substance? Because if a given cryptocurrency is going to issue a tremendous amount more of coins, then isn't it just a matter of, you know, basically you're buying pennies here instead of dollars, or you're buying pennies instead of $10 bills? I get all that, but I also think there is something psychological about someone that says, I can buy 500 of this Cardano, but for my $100, I can only get like a tiny, tiny, tiny piece of a Bitcoin. I still think there's something to that, which is why these super inexpensive ones, in terms of percentage gains, look very, very attractive to me. Then we go down the list to number eight is Stellar, which I also own. Number nine is IOTA, IOTA, which is going for, and Stellar is 29 cents. IOTA, IOTA is $1.61. And then NEO, N-E-O, is $68. Then number 11 on the list, NEM, is just 35 cents. One interesting thing you can do is click on the price column, and you can actually go through and find the coins. They'll actually reverse rank them if you click on the price column twice. And you can see that there are coins here that you can buy that are currently in the top 100. Let me see here. There's actually three coins you can buy right now that are in the top 100 that are all below a penny per coin, and they're in the top 100. So this is one different way to kind of work the market, is to get into some of these lesser known coins. Take a look at the top 100 over at coinmarketcap.com. Hey, sorry we didn't have our guest this hour, but we still covered some great information. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. Talk to you next time. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.